Hi, everybody. We're here live tonight, although we're always live when we're on.
I hope, anyway.
Leanne, you live out there?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe I'm live.
it's the Dead Creation Lightship Show, you know? Anyway, we're live. At least now we're live. But anyway, so let's continue on here. So the date today is 3-4-2016. Let's clear the date here. And here we go. So releasing that energy of this date in case you're corded to it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, so heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's better. So here we go, everybody. We're going to now clear away from you one specific incident that you have had causing you, stress, distress, depression, anxiety, trauma, emotional something or other, physical pain. So just think of one of these things that seems to be coming up. Remember, as you get older, the earlier ones kind of vanish, and you deal with the new ones. But you may have an old one that's kind of lurking, waiting to pop its head up again. And so if that's the case, you may want to pull one out when you're younger, maybe under the age of maybe 20. So here we go. May have something there. Maybe you you almost fell off a cliff or something, and now you go, wow, that almost happened to me. I fell 6 feet and almost got hurt or something. So here we go. Let's bring that up, everybody. Think of your particular situation, and that could even turn into the theme of your life. You could have a theme that's happened when you're really young, and now you're playing it out through your whole lifetime. Let's release that situation. I'm going to count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that feels heavy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, that's better. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay, let's energize the light beams. So here we go. Bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. You may have more than one up. Whatever you have up will energize. Here comes the male energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Well, we'll turn it over to our co-host, Ann. Are you still there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Still here, still alive. And welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. It is Paranormal Friday. We do have a couple of paranormal-ish questions. If you have any questions at all for Ron or testimonials, you can send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the button on Ron's BBS page that says Fast Chat, and I will receive those messages during the show and can share them on the air. Ron has a website that, if you have not been to that, you will be delighted when you do go there. It's creationlightship.com. There are many free healings there and a lot of information. Ron has a Wikipedia page that has a lot of information. So, but do stay with us for now because Ron usually treats us to some sample healings and, of course, wonderful information. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Is a pin release call, which you can still sign up to be part of, to join us. Ron sent out the phone number and pin number that you need to everyone that has signed up so far just a bit earlier today. So I had some requests for it in CLS questions, but I'm going to assume those people got it. If you didn't, just send an email again to Ron. And Ron's email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. So, Ron, in case, well, I'm sure we do have some new listeners, why don't you just tell people what the pin call is about, I should say it costs $30, which you pay for by clicking the donation button on Ron's site. And then you send Ron your receipt to his email account, and he'll send you the phone number to call in. But you want to tell people, that sounds like a weird thing, a pin release call, Ron. So tell people what that is.
Yeah, unfortunately, we kind of stumbled upon this through some of the clearings, you know, on our eight-hour call. So I would say maybe 6 months ago I started releasing pins that I saw in people. At first, they looked like just pins that people had poked in them, you know, from past life stuff, like a sword or, you know, nails in you, or maybe you stepped on something. And it switched over into really bad timelines where the aliens had you, and they started putting pins in you for some reason. So it wasn't something that looked like it wasn't too serious to now something that's really helped a lot of people. So these are really deeply embedded in you, and we're able to clear off enough stuff now on people, at least the people that have been with me for a while, where I can go deeper in clearing, because remember, all you can do is see what's in front of you when I do clearings. And, you know, a lot of the stuff could be actually really stealth or covered up, but if you start clearing more, making yourself feel better, and the people that have been with me for a while, all of a sudden now I can see more problems, and I go, wow, this is something. So now we're doing pin calls. So this is our second one. Like I said, I have done it before, an eight-hour call, and sometimes releasing these pins, all of a sudden maybe your major issue in your whole life is replaced and good, you know, you got rid of the pins and you feel wonderful. And, you know, it's hard to say why they're there. You could look at them as an implant, but I think they're mainly designed to torture us. So that's where we are. So, but the call will start at 10 o'clock Pacific and end at 12:30. And I'll have a half an hour break. And then from there, we'll start our four-hour call, attention preparation. And that starts at 1 o'clock California time. And hopefully you're all going to be on those calls. So it's very beneficial. But the pin one is very unique. Now, next month on our Saturday call that we have, I'm going to be doing shackles off people. So you may want to check that one out also. These things are like, you know, stuff that we shouldn't have on us. But anyway, we're moving forward. And what else can we do, Ann? Any ideas?
I do appreciate, of course, that you already cleared an issue from our from us when you first started the show. But it would be nice to do a sample. I was thinking. People seem to really enjoy, even though it's on your website for free, but people really enjoy that oxygen infusion when you do that. Could we do a little oxygen infusion?
Yeah, I can do that. So here we go. What I'll first do is take away the alien oxygen. This is a free clearing in the drop-down box on the left side of the website. It'll say pre-sample clearings, but they're not samples. They're 100% active. It's not like you're getting a little taste of something. It's just full-fledged whole course meal here. So here we go with dessert. So we're going to do this first, taking away the alien codes, nanotechnologies, whatever's in there preventing you from breathing. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Boy, do some more stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. There we go. That will bring in some oxygen into your body. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. And how do we all feel in the audience? Is everyone present and on the CLS Now timeline?
Yeah, y'all feel warm and fuzzy. You guys feel good.
And are there any aliens listening that might be looking to go to the light?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, let us bring some in. So here we go. Going to release, trapped aliens here. And, they can leave, but you can't. So right away it might seem kind of unfair. at least when they leave, if they were torturing you or bothering you or giving you pinpricks at night or something, at least they're out of here and they may not bother you anymore. Those will be gone. So they get a one-way ticket out of here. So here we go. Releasing enslaved, trapped aliens that are here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And take some more deep breaths for that oxygen infusion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yeah, here they come. 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, they're gone. Okay, so we got rid of some of them here. Normally your room will feel a little heavy once we start. Then it lightens right up. And you might even feel yourself actually feeling better because they're not dragging down your energy. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I play that recording all the time in my own home to get rid of the aliens. And if you haven't heard this before, if you go to YouTube to Mr. Oxygen's channel, he has a recording of Ron doing that alien to light clearing, which you could play anytime you want, any place you are. People play it on their phones and clear things out. I think you mentioned, Ron, someone was playing it even at your booth at the expo in L.A., right?
Yeah, that was really nice because it was on all the time. And it really felt, I don't know what word to use, sterile, possibly. Just felt really clean at the booth. Let's put it that way. You know, some booths you walk around and, you know, it feels like they have a lot of energy in their booth, something, you know, you don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel right in your body. Kind of wants to walk away on the other side of the aisle not to get, in touch with the booth. Or you look at somebody and you see all these octopus, squid energies in them, the black widow energies, that they're smiling at you, trying to get you to come over to shake their hand or something. And our booth was, to me, very, very pristine. And I guess sterile could be one way, but it was very clean and just really, really nice just by having that plane. So back to you. Plus, maybe the aliens are in all the other booths, too, trying to find some new victims. And so our booth was safe. So back to you.
Right, and plus probably a lot left, like they did on, right now on the show.
Yeah. I think we did do a test. We put it on, and the room did get heavy. And then I'm pretty sure we did that. And then maybe 10 minutes, it was pretty light again. So
great.
And I'll also put them up on your screen too, something like that, and it would change the energies instantly. It's really interesting. When I have a laptop there, and in L.A. I had one. I'll probably have one back in New York, too, where I'll have it up in case somebody wants to play at the website. But you put on that oxygen clearing, maybe a person's brand new, and you go, well, I want to try something, and they go, yeah, okay. Take a deep breath or two, and they'll do that. And then I'll say, okay, let me put the clearing on, and they go, wow, the air smells different, It's really cool, So that happens too with the when we just got through doing the alien oxygen removal, getting rid of the nanotechnology out of it. And that's a free clearing, so enjoy that, everybody. So back to you.
Okay. A very smart, vigilant listener just sent me a message that Mr. Oxygen's YouTube channel is Mr. Oxygen and then the numeral 1. I forgot to say that, so thank you very much. Don't want anyone to not be able to find his page. So, okay. And someone said, They're taking a few deep breaths to test out the oxygen infusion. And then on the getting rid of the aliens, maybe the aliens were repurposed to another job in another galaxy.
Yeah, that's probably good, like Star Wars movie or something. Yeah, they're gone.
Right.
Out of here.
Right, and the same listener is also saying, and I forgot this, Ron, you have a YouTube channel, which is the Ron Amatron channel, and the Help Enslaved Aliens Go to the Light is also there. So there are two places. I forgot, Mr. Oxygen got it on so quickly, and we were announcing that, but it's actually in both places, which is great. Okay, so there was someone else. I was waving at the aliens as they left tonight. I run that all the time. Felt warm after you cleared them tonight. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. The ones that left didn't seem to be much of a problem. They're just really happy to get the heck out of here. They seemed pretty gentle to me.
Well, so that's good.
I didn't perceive any of the really bad ones that kind of look ugly and smell, you know.
Well, that's too bad, though, because we want to get rid of the bad ones.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, you know.
That's really not the good news, Ron. The good news would be, you got rid of the really nasty, dark ones.
Yeah, right.
How is the Earth, by the way? Is it in 100% light, or does it need to be shifted back?
It's 4% out, so thanks for asking. So here we go. On everybody, just this kind of sample how your room feels right now. And I'm going to count to 10 to move it. In fact, I'll count to 10 for each 1% here. You can actually feel a change. And sometimes the arrow actually, the temperature may change in your room. So here we go. We're going to put you back in the proper timing sequence of the Earth here, because it's not completely in light, you know, 100%. So we're 4% out of it. So here we go. First 1%, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next percent, number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I guess I'll say 20. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and now 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. So it should be back in sync right now. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, I can say that my body had a little bit of a shift there where I just feel slightly more relaxed than I did a moment ago is the best way to describe it. It just seemed like, something is calmer. So thank you very much for doing that. So you were mentioning recently, the last week or so, that the special forces are working to stabilize some timelines that kind of got, I don't know, wacky. And so we had actually two different people write in with a question. The first one is, they did, at one time, they did the ET Underground Industrial Complex clearing, which is one of the many clearings on your website. And they have a question, like, if you could explain that a little, possibly do a sample of it, and then also, would that be helpful if you're in the special forces, if you've been enlisted, or I guess in general, might that be a clearing that would help the special forces do their work?
It probably would a little bit, yes. So I'd say that it would help. But this is all the, what will I use here? This is the alien, okay, underground tunnels and manufacturing facilities that the aliens are there, and they very possibly could be working with people that walk on the surface here, okay? But this is where the technology comes from. And so, you know, it has to come somewhere. You're not normally going to find it, on the surface of the planet here, where people walk into a building and it's full of aliens talking about technologies that are 100 years in our future. It's normally all done in the underground industrial complexes, okay? And I'll use the word alien because they are there and probably running the whole facility and inviting people from the surface down there to share, for them to share what they have in store for other people here. So I won't get too much into detail, but basically we've hit those areas quite often. So anyway, will that help? Yeah, it could help. Would it help to run that again? Well, it's very possible that maybe, I'm not saying this 100%, but maybe you're one of the 1%ers, we'll say, that is experimenting with these energies. Maybe you're down there because you maybe get time travel there, and or maybe you're abducted there. Remember, so some of these may be out of time, so you may want to do it for yourself just to clear it out, just in case you're down there strapped to a table and they're putting robotic stuff on your body, kind of see if you can, you know, facilitate having a robotic arm or something. And then up here, you wonder why your arm aches all the time. So, you know, you could be a person that they're experimenting with and on. You know, may only be one person listening, but, you know, if you do feel kind of funny, or you go, yeah, that kind of sounds like that could be correct, Ron. You know, maybe I'm one of those guinea pigs there. Well, do that clearing, and it could help yourself out to get extricated out of there. So that's where the technology comes from. You know, you're not going to see it typically on the surface here. I guess you might possibly in maybe some military hangar someplace, but normally it's going to be all underground. Because they don't want to have it, you know, somebody, you know, blowing the whistle on it on the surface here. So it's all underground stuff. So that's what I would say. So that's what it's about. It's the aliens working with people on this planet. And there's a lot of governments that probably are using these facilities with them, learning about high technology stuff. So that's basically it. So back to you. As far as doing a clearing, I would suggest, I don't want to open up a can of worms for anybody, so if this kind of intrigues you, then do the clearing. You know, get online and pay for it, because I don't want to just open up something for you and have you not be able to finish it off. Because you may want to run it, you know, maybe more than one time. So back to you, Ed.
Okay. So you're saying you wouldn't want to do any sample of it or anything on the radio show? Because it might, okay, got it.
Well,
might
it'd be too heavy for people.
Right. And let me just go back to, someone had another question in that regards, might this help the special forces? And
Here it is.
Pardon?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
It's... will the Earth protection clearing assist with the recent destabilization of Earth timelines?
Yeah, 5% probably.
Okay. I know there have been other times where you've asked us to run that.
Yeah. Right now, everything, there's a lot of stuff cleaned out. And I don't perceive that many aliens like there used to be here, you know, 6 months, a year ago, and going back in time,
right,
messing with us too much. There's been so many of these things taken out of here, and so many of the people in charge, will say, on the surface, extricated and clones brought in. There's, I'm guessing, you know, at least 5,500, maybe 6,000 people that would normally be on the surface living, as humans are now replaced as clones, and they're actually somewhere else in prisons, we'll say, put it that way, or behind bars at some undisclosed location. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, these are some really good questions. What tools can you use to bring yourself into the present moment and to bring your spirit energy to you? And then how do you access your knowing and intuition without using mind energy? And there are more. Oh, how do you know what to do when, what choice to make, and how to make plans for the future?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, there's no such thing as future when you're in the present moment, so that way you don't worry about. As far as, you can do the finger exercise, the be your mouth clearing, you know, the mind to heart drop to get you off of the timelines. So you want to get off of timelines, which is bringing you into the past and future from your thoughts. Your thoughts are creating these timelines for you, so you want to not really think. Now, what happens is when you start doing the mind to heart drop a lot, maybe 10 times a day for a couple of months, you're going to realize that all of a sudden you're going to maybe feel like you don't belong here, maybe you feel spacey, you're not going to relate to other people as much as you did before. Might kind of be like a homebody or maybe an introvert because you don't want to get stuck on the timeline that people are bringing you into. And eventually, as you start working with the energy of doing this, you automatically have your spirit be connected more to you. Something that you can think about. Remember, you're asking a question about how do you do this, and if it's really, you know, is the mind going to be involved? No, the mind won't be involved with this. You really can't. Asking that question is good, but your mind is trying to find an answer, and it'll never find it. So you just have to be in the moment. That's probably about all that I can, you know, kind of explain, you know, is that you need to understand that when you do this, you're going to be in the moment, and that's where you want to stay. Well, hopefully I answered that okay for you. So back to you.
Okay. Great, Ron. I was wondering, we have, a lot more questions. Trying to think if there's a sample healing that would be good for everybody. What could we?
Yeah, I have a clearing on the website, which I don't talk about too much. It's a hope clearing. So here we go. It's a whole lifetime clearing. If you feel like your life hasn't been the greatest, and, you know, when you think about your life, you naturally go into the past of all the heartache and situations. So we do have a hope clearing, which might remedy some of your stuff that you have. So here we go. I don't know what you're going to be thinking about, but I'll do a hope clearing for you. We'll go back 10 years from today's date. And this is a whole lifetime clearing that on the website. So we'll just clear 10 years ago for this date. This will be in the 2006. And it would be March 4th. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And actually, we could do a couple of samples from this, too. A listener wrote in to ask, what is included in the Mind Matrix bundle? And that is a one-month healing. When you hear bundle, that means Ron has basically put several healings together into one at a very deep discount. And then any of the healings in a bundle that you purchase, if you then later... For instance, the Mind Matrix is good for 1 month. There's a Body Jump Start that's 3 months. They vary in length of time you can use them. But once your bundle is complete, you can buy any of those healings and make them yours whole life by only paying an additional $50, which is a very nice thing that you offer, Ron, and very generous. So anyway, her question is, what's in the Mind Matrix bundle? And I have that in front of me. It's the Mind Matrix Barcode Removal, the Cellular Mental Clearing, the Orb Clearing, and the Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and Alien Parasites, which is a very involved and thorough alien release clearing. So it's four different things. So, Ron, maybe we could talk about those parts a bit. And I don't know if any of them might be appropriate for a sample, but do you want to tell people what the mind matrix barcode removal is?
Yeah, that helps you to get released from, like, the alien switchboard, you know, where they're trying to connect you into different things. So that's really like their clearinghouse for you. So remember, you're living in a mind matrix, and the mind matrix is how you get hooked up to your soul family and probably everything else out there. So that one is very good to get released off of you. So that puts you right into this matrix, and you're like, you get put into the soup bowl here of all this stuff. As far as a clearing, I'll do a clearing for shapeshifters that maybe could be inside of you, or maybe there's some entities that could be around you that are alien. So it'll work either way here. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 again. There we go. So that should help you a little bit there. If you felt something happening to you and you feel better, maybe calmer, or more centered, then you can do that special clearing, Eliminating Alien Attack. It's $30 a month. And, you know, get on that and maybe go and, you know, visit all the pages in it at least, do that once so you can see what's there. And then you may want to do the shapeshifters or maybe alien parasitic life forms or something. So back to you.
Okay. And then the next one is the cellular mental clearing.
Let's see here.
It's similar in a way, right? But it does, it's a different level.
Yeah, so here we go. This one here is how this mind matrix will say hooks up to your cells of your body. So here we go, releasing that. Remember, they need to connect to you to see what you know. And so your cells will have your DNA in it so they can connect to you to find out what problems you're having, maybe what emotions you're having, what you've experienced, so they have a way to connect to you. So this is why that clearing is up, to help you disconnect yourself from the internal program. Remember, we have two types of situations here. We have what's inside of us, our DNA from the past, causing problems. And then we have what the planets, stars, and vortexes, and the aliens outside of yourself, maybe in underground tunnels here on this planet or in the cosmos someplace, are doing to you. So we're being attacked on both fronts. So here we go. I'll release this energy from your cellular mental. See if that'll help you off somewhat. So here we go. 1, 2, maybe think of an issue that you're dealing with that keeps reoccurring in your life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. Well, Ron, thanks so much for that. And then the only one we haven't talked about yet are the orbs, which you have cleared a lot of those for us before.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll do the brown orbs right now. So here we go.
Okay.
These are the things that kind of attach to your body, float around you. Think of them as maybe little spaceships flying on you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron, so much for that. I know when people catch those orbs in pictures, they often think, oh, isn't this great? Look at that. those lights around me, and you know, I know somebody sent a picture out of herself to all her friends, and she thought it was wonderful that there was this big orange, you know, round thing on her head, and I thought, oh my gosh, the poor woman. I couldn't tell her that isn't good. But so we thank you for the knowledge, Ron, so we know what we need to get off of us. So on the last show, which was full of a lot of great information, one of the things you explained to us, which you've said before too, is that our chakra system, which most people are very familiar with, isn't even something our body needs or is supposed to have. It was totally given to us by the aliens. We do feel better when it's in balance, but that's only because we've been interfered with, right, Ron?
Yes. So when I do chakra clearings for people or you know, balance their chakras, I'm actually putting light into it. And so that's what's happening when I do that for people. And how long that's going to last, you know, I really can't tell you, but remember, that's the way they come into you, the aliens, through that system that they devised, only because, you know, you're not doing the mind a heart drop and everything else to awaken your spirit and bring your spirit into your body. So the other way of stating that is, as you have a thought, you're kicking part of your spirit out of you only because the thought has to get stored in your body someplace, in your cellular memory. So once it gets clogged up of density, darkness of thinking, then your spirit is forced to leave you. So because of that, the aliens gave you the way to think. And so right away, they know that you're not going to be like a baby, really vibrant, you know, throughout your life. That only lasts a couple of years, maybe. And, you know, by the time you hit probably 10 years of age, you're already in the soup bowl. And everything that could be activated in you is probably done so. And it just depends what the aliens want to do to you at that point. So ideally, that shouldn't even exist. So they're using the chakra system to run your body. And I would assume they're probably even connecting into that for robotic programs and hoses and tubes that they can put outside on your body, you know, as a, you know, a, I won't say the word hybrid, but that could possibly be it. It'd be an artificial intelligence body. So they can do that. So that's probably what they gave everybody, because they wanted you to be controlled. And people were now thinking, so they gave you this energy so they can control you. If you start working more with a mind to heart drop, if you start to get out of that system, eventually your chakras probably will be filled full of light, and the aliens won't be able to run their energies into that. So since you have it, you know, you really can't take it out of you. That's stored inside of your blueprint, unfortunately. Maybe that could be taken away at some point, but you might as well use it, because that goes to all your meridians and things in your body. So once you put light into yourself and you get off of the mind energy, get off of the timelines, then you can use that system that they gave you and change it over from darkness into light. That's why we talk about the chakras. I don't know if I'll bring that up. I might bring it up if that comes upon, if I get asked those questions at the expos. I don't normally go that far with it, because actually that's such a big buzzword now, and, you know, that's as big as meditation, you know. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, and a listener wrote in a very interesting, I'm assuming she was listening to your last discussion about that, and she mentions Chinese meridians and emotions that connect to organs. And there's a time frame assigned to the organs. And she's thinking, you know, that's alien as well. So she's saying, no more Tai Chi, et cetera. My cultural heritage is a program and a way of looking at the world in a new age, and that it's becoming multicultural through the New Age movement. And but actually, they're just putting us on timelines, those sneaky aliens.
Yeah, that's it. So as you find out about something, just know that, you know, there's probably a timeline that you're being put on. And it may look great at first, but you don't want to be on timeline, because you want to be in the moment. You know, that's the way you want to live your life, is in the moment. And it is not so easy at times, because you can start losing control of your life, in a sense, only because you're no longer in time. And remember, time doesn't, time cares what you're doing, but when you're out of time, it doesn't make any difference, because you're in peace. So, you know, you just think of when you're in peace last, doing something and you're very peaceful, you didn't really care what time it was. No. But everybody else might want to know where you are, you know, as you're out looking at flowers or something, having a great time, and you missed your appointment or whatever. But at least you were peaceful. So back to you.
Okay. So somebody wrote in that on March 8th, which is this coming Tuesday, Ron, there's a lunar eclipse. Is it too early, they want to know, to clear some of those energies?
Well, the energy is still coming in right now. It's a very good question. I'm looking at it differently, probably, because I'm looking at it as that's the mindset when it's coming, okay? So right away you have all these energetic cords waiting to attach to people at that particular maybe physical time and day that this is happening. As far as clearing it, what you could do is you don't want to be connected to it, then don't go on to that particular day. If you change all your clocks, if they happen to read the day on it, and just know that March 8th does not exist in your reality. I know people have done this, you know, at in fact, last month when we had the extra day, the 29th, also going into New Year's, people would just, even when the time changed from daylight savings time, you know, that changes, but that's coming up here, I believe, too. You just skip that day, and you're really peaceful. And the people who normally are in sync with that time change, remember, you're being put in on a different timelines, and it gets really, really disconcerting because your body's not used to it as they're changing that timeline, and it puts you like in a tailspin sometimes for a day or two. If you just forget about the day and don't tap into that day and don't change your clocks, then you may be able to overcome that. And then maybe a day or two afterward, then you change your clocks. But now you're doing it, and the energy that you're in will be in sync with what you're living. So it's a whole other way of looking at it. So we'll just see what happens. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, thank you. And then another listener wrote in that there's also a new moon on the 8th, which is weird. I mean, I'm not an astronomer, but it seems like an awful lot going on the same day.
Yeah, very possible. Yeah, uh-huh.
Right. So maybe if we're doing the, I don't know, that alien clearing page, we should be disconnecting ourselves from moon energy.
Yeah, you might even look, since that seems kind of powerful now, you might want to Google it and see what events have happened on March 8th throughout history. Maybe something is going to recycle from, you know, 50, 100 years ago.
That, what you were describing, Ron, about basically skipping the day, you know, by not paying attention, and, like, that really works. It's amazing, you know, just, it's like you just go to the next day, you know,
yeah,
as much as you can. And, you know, I know it really worked with that time change day. Okay, we have a question, Ron, about your, I'm sorry, did you have more to say about that?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Okay, we have a question about the spirit barcode removal, which is, of course, on your website. This listener would like to know, how many times do we need to run the spirit barcode removal if we want to get out of here?
One time.
Right. Is that something that we could get put on us again? Do we need to check every once in a while, kind of like with the death barcodes?
Boy.
Or less
not
likely.
Not many people, you know, if you might want to do it every 6 months, but, you know, I don't think there's that big of a need for it. You know, the aliens could do something. Yeah, I'd say every 6 months you may want to do it. But one time should be, you know, sufficient. Remember, what you're talking about here is the you that did it 6 months ago, if you did it 6 months ago, the same you that's here now. Okay? And did they make you into an artificial intelligent body, which you know nothing about, but you still answer by the same name and you still have your cell phone and people talk to you? Is that the same you that was here then? So they may have did something with your spiritual blueprint, possibly, so you may want to do it over again to connect with that. So maybe the part that was here 6 months ago, you know, is already taken care of, but maybe the new you that's a little different might need some help there. But the spirit should be typically the same spirit. So I'm just talking about if there is something going on. Hopefully there's not, but there, you know, it's always possible. You know, the death barcodes do get put on you. The aliens don't want you to be here to live a nice life, so they'll keep putting them on you. Where the spirit barcode typically doesn't need to be done, but you may want to do it every 6 months. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, good advice. Okay, so a listener has a new baby in their family, and she wanted you to know that she spent the whole time her daughter-in-law was pregnant running the free healings for her, and that she had a very easy pregnancy and delivery, and now the baby's been born, and she's looking forward to doing healings for the baby, which will only be, whole life clearings will only be $5 as the baby is one.
Yeah.
And then she'll get the unlimited for, you know, what whichever ones are necessary. Also, the baby happened to be born on Chinese New Year, so she's going to timeline crash that. But here's her question, and we have had other people write in about this. She's looking for recommendations from you and the listening audience for, you know, anyone who's done baby clearings. And I know someone else recently had a baby in their family, and I think a couple of times it's come up. So if any listeners have some suggestions for this other listener, we would appreciate that. And I don't know if you have any ideas, Ron, how she should start with a baby.
Well, I would think do something with the birthing process, you know, birth trauma possibly. There might be something going on. So just kind of look at how the baby was born. If there's any maybe slight complications or maybe oxygen, you know, being deprived or something like that. I don't know. You know, just anything that deals with birth. Because the baby was probably in good shape maybe until maybe a day before the baby, you know, started to be born. You know, maybe there's something going on there that she could clear out that the baby's going to remember. You don't want it to be a pattern that got activated. You know, maybe it got squished a little bit coming down, you know, or you know, had some pain. Maybe there's, you may want to do a pain clearing and birth trauma, something like that. So, you know, you can kind of see what clearings we have on. And that's what I would do to make the baby so that whatever it went through during that process, it's probably perfectly fine. And then also you got to take away the emotional thing, the mother's anxiety that got imprinted into the baby. Remember, the mother is probably going through anxieties, you know, and stuff, pain or whatever, and that's being put into the blood. The blood probably goes to the baby, and then you have the father's situation and maybe people around, psychic attacks. So now we got a can of worms here. We'll see what else comes through, but something like that. So the baby is clean, spick and span, all washed off, ready to go. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that'll be interesting to hear, and you know, but I can see where that'd be really fun, doing a whole bunch of healings for a new little baby. So we have a question here, Ron. Is it true that the light ship destroys mosquitoes and artificial life forms but rebuilds the humans and aliens that want the light?
I would say that's probably correct, yes. Anything that is of darkness, I won't really say mosquitoes, you know, but anything that's of darkness that is taking away your free will, free choice, if it happens to see that, it'll be terminated. Yes, that is correct. So remember, that's the only reason why the light can battle the darkness is because it's taken away somebody's free will, free choice. Okay? Another way of stating that, with the time-traveling soldiers, and there's lots of them, I would say there's probably maybe 8 times the population on this planet right now, people who are fighting aliens out there through time travel outside of our physical sensing dimensions here. We'll say that, so we're 3D, hypothetically, and maybe at 3.1, we can't see that, but we do see the alien ship clouds up in the clouds, so they are leaking through, but if they didn't have any clouds, you probably wouldn't see them. So the time-traveling soldiers are dealing with a lot of energies like that. And so the way the light can help them is the light is not going to go out and point their finger at some alien ship and say, you know, you don't belong here. It'll only do something if that alien ship starts to engage, we'll say, one of the ships from the time-traveling soldiers. So remember, you have to be hit upon first or a strike to be coming. Now, the advantage of the light is that the darkness almost always is in time. And so naturally, how long is it going to take for that laser hit to come from that ship or whatever they're using, some kind of pulse weapon or something, from that ship to one of the time-traveling soldier ships? You know, maybe it takes, we'll just make it a long time. Maybe it takes 1 second. Well, in that 1 second of time, instantly, because you're out of time fighting these, you can see it coming. You just move out of your way, and then you can attack that ship, destroy it. That's the way it works. You know, they do have other technologies that is very similar to being out of time like the light is, but just making it very simple. So the light can only do something when something of light or for a purpose of light is being destroyed or taken away, free will, free choice. And in the process, they do have the chance to be renewed in light. They wish to have that. And normally, these things are robotically controlled, or they're clones, we'll say, alien-type clones fighting, or they just don't care about the light, and maybe they're told that the light's bad, and they're here to get rid of the light. You know, you don't know why they're fighting, but basically that could be one of those situations. So, but once they attack the light or somebody representing the light, then at that point, they are destroyed. And that could be, you know, that gets to be kind of complicated. We do have technologies that are very strong, and, you know, it is sometimes pretty awful when you're hit with one of these things. So anyway, I won't get into that too much, but that's the way the light works. So yes, they do have a chance to go into the light or they're destroyed. And if they don't care, then they shouldn't be doing it, and they're gone. Zap. So back to you.
Well, Ron, that is a very impressive number of soldiers that are in the special time-traveling soldier army or whatever it is, the special forces. Are they, I mean, it made me feel, wow, we're really being protected.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well.
Yeah, we are, yeah, and I'll mention this to you. Let me see here. Maybe 5 years ago, I'm guessing when I first started doing the enlistments, I went back to New York and set our booth up, and Mark Becker, who runs the Expo, the New Life Expo back there, they did their first boat tour, type of situation where people went out and paid to be on a, I think it's maybe 2012 or 11 or something, with the Mayan calendar stuff, and they did this special cruise. So he said, you know, Ron, what they had there, a gentleman had a camera, and it may have been infrared, I'm not sure. But whatever it was pretty expensive. It sounded like intuitively maybe it cost $3,000 to $5,000 or something. But the guy had this thing pointed up in the sky, and he's telling me this, and they had it on a monitor, and they actually were seeing alien ships shooting at each other, and they're all watching this here. I said, yeah, that's what happens, you know. And so he kind of, you know, confirmed what I've been talking about, because he heard me talk about this stuff, and he said, yeah, he actually saw it. They had it up on one of their ships. If somebody knows what kind of camera that was, would be, that'd be interesting. But, you know, I have no clue what the person had, but they were actually watching alien ships battling each other and explosions and everything. You can see the lasers being shot from one to the other. So, it's in your realm if you can see it. So back to you.
Yeah. Now, are the time-traveling soldiers helping more than Earth, or were you talking about a force that's just here helping us on Earth? Like, are they helping other planets? And
boy. I would say possibly yes. I would say 80% of them are here, and the only reason why they'd go elsewhere is if there's a deep need, or maybe they're coming from another planet out there someplace, and they got to travel there to, or time travel, or whatever, go there to cut them off before they come here. But mainly they're just here.
Wow.
So, and then that... mentioned, remember, there's different timelines. So you got to, you know, it's not all linear like we think, you know. You could have different timelines, you know, a millisecond apart doing these battles, too, as they're coming in, trying to take up more territory. So there's a lot going on. Remember, this is like a matrix. So you have overlays and things being stacked on top of each other. And maybe the aliens one in one matrix, and they're trying to take that whole matrix and superimpose it over another matrix where they can conquer and destroy a matrix and make it their own. So, you know, there's a lot going on out there. So it's not just like you look at one of the battles that we see on YouTube, maybe Iraq War or something, or Vietnam or whatever. You know, we actually have film footage, we'll say, of people fighting, and, you know, maybe you got a couple hundred people battling each other. Well, no, just think if you had millions, and you overlaid each film over top of each other, and but they're slightly different. So that could be going on all at the same time, depending where you come into that timeline projection, and I don't want to use the word frequency, what part of the matrix you tap into as they're trying to destroy it. So there's a lot going on. Kind of think of it as like spider webs. And what spider web are you on fighting the aliens? You know, there's a lot of them out there all trying to take control of the planet here. So that's why I say there's thousands of aliens. People don't say, well, how could there be thousands? You know, we only know maybe about a couple hundred, you know. Well, there's lots of them. And they can be, you know, recreated, recloned. Uh-oh, our time's coming to a close here. Got two after. So we got our call tomorrow, our pin call, everybody. 10 o'clock Pacific. You can still get on it if you want. It's a $30 donation. And send me the receipt, and I'll send you the code. So I'll be checking my emails in about a half an hour.
We have had a lot of people feel better, have a, you know, removal or lessening of pain and improved movement. So it's very physical. The pin release. I wanted to say that earlier because of all the different testimonials we've gotten from it. It's really having good effects on people's bodies.
Yep, so let's do the mind and heart drop, everybody. Here we go. So commanding your spirit out loud, I think the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And we're going to do it 10, kind of from 10 to 1 backwards. And it's like an elevator dropping down, and 1 is your heart, 10 is your head. And doing it 3 times, feel the energies move. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, ladies, behind the scenes. Thank you, BBS. And thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Bye,
thank
everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye.